Cass Avenue all the way over to Market. Olive Street, of course, not available. They're diverting traffic off of Washington Avenue at 18th Street. St. Charles and Locust, of course, are out of the question in the vicinity of 20th Street. And Market Street, again, pretty well jammed up westbound as drivers continue to double park and get out of their cars over there and just come over to watch the flames.
I'm standing at the corner of 20th and Locust as flames continue to pour out of three buildings down the block at 21st and Locust. The roofs of all three buildings have caved in and walls are falling all over the place. Police have evacuated the entire block. In fact, the first building I was going to make my report from was evacuated just moments ago. And so there's absolutely no one in any of the buildings along Locust up to 20th Street.
Martin Luther King Drive and Jefferson Avenue, a row of flats has been ignited, and a three-story building right on the corner of Jefferson and Stoddard. I'm counting that's about six blocks away. The intense heat and
weekend weather. I will make a comment here about the winds. They're blowing from the southeast at 14, gusting up to 20 right now. And, of course, that is creating bad conditions for the fire downtown with that strong a wind. And with all that heat in that local area, that heating effect tends to enhance the wind, so the winds downtown are probably blowing just a little bit harder.
The department has asked KMOX Radio to inform all reserve police officers in uniform to come to the area of the fire at 20th and Locust to assist with crowd control. And we reported time and time again that this is not a situation where crowds are encouraged to gather, but they are doing that nonetheless. So reserve police officers in uniform should come to the area of the fire at 20th and Locust downtown to assist with...
Now, as far as a mile away from the scene of the original fire, there are a couple of fires burning down the 2700 block of Thomas Street. There's one on Cole west of Jefferson Avenue. Numerous ground fires, wheat fires, and building fires have broken out along Martin Luther King Drive. And, of course, the buildings at the original scene at 20th and Locust continue to flame. Dense smoke envelops the entire area. Firemen are just kind of getting to the point now where they can inch in close enough to get water on the thing. They have to get on the...
Right now, KMOX reporter Ellen Sherberg is at the scene of that five-alarm fire downtown. Ellen, what's the latest development?
Well, Bill, the corner of 21st and Locust has virtually turned into a blazing inferno as flames continue to leap at least 100 feet high, and the smoke is pouring out. The flames are licking around the top of this old sporting news building and have demolished three buildings at the corner. Northwest winds, police say, are carrying the flames.
Pumper in the city of St. Louis has been called out to battle a raging fire that started in a vacant building at 22nd and Locust in the downtown area and has since spread in some cases as far as a mile away. Three, possibly four large buildings have been destroyed in the 20th and Locust area, and parts of three blocks are burning in that immediate area. Burning debris blown by northwesterly winds has started fires in other areas, including Cole Street west of Jefferson, the 2700 block of Thomas, and Martin Luther King Drive and Jefferson. All of Locust Street between 19...
Secondary fires continue to burn as far as a mile away. Police officers continue to exert every effort to keep traffic on the move. We're looking a little better on Market Street now. They're no longer parking on Highway 40 to observe it. But as Bill Wilkerson cautioned, we echo those sentiments. Stay away from the area right now. We're going to refuel, come back up, and report further in a few minutes.
This is Mayor John Pelker of the city of St. Louis. And Mr. Mayor, I'm sure you have been advised of the extent of that fire downtown, and you have some words for us this evening.
Yes, I've been in touch with the police and fire alarm headquarters, who have in turn been in touch with both the fire chief and the police chief who are on the scene up there, and unquestionably, large crowds of people could very well hamper the work that the police and firemen have to do up there, and I would just urge every St. Louisan who has an inclination to want to get close to the scene to stay where you are and let the police...
KMOX reporter Mary Cox is at the scene of that fire, Pat. Mary, what have you seen from your vantage point?
Lieutenant Colonel David Walsh of the St. Louis Police Department told me a few moments ago that in his 27 years on the police force, he's never seen anything like this fire. Police Chief Camp, meantime, says the problem remains the high wind, which is carrying burning debris and igniting buildings six blocks away. It's from the center of the fire. Some reports say that people are trapped in a building at 22nd in Washington, and an ambulance crew is standing by.
A spectacular fire downtown. And first, for an overview, let's go to Don Miller in Copter 1.
Okay, Bill, we're back over the scene of the fire now, having refueled. Several secondary fires, many of them have reached major proportions now. The secondary fires burning as far away as a mile from the actual scene of the fire. They were ignited, of course, by wind-borne flaming debris. 2700 Cole, that one's still burning. Thomas Street, 2700, still burning. Martin Luther King Drive, still a couple...
Ellen Sherberg has been on the scene since the outset of this fire, and Ellen, what do you see over there?
Well, Jim, the view from the ground is that the corner of 21st and Washington looks like a scene from one of those disaster movies, as flames have demolished at least three of the buildings. Walls are constantly tumbling, and firemen are pouring water on buildings nearby to prevent the flames from spreading. Police say that the fire is playing leapfrog across the city's near north side, and the next building they fear will catch.
Checking now with KMRX reporter Mary Cox. Mary, where is your vantage point?
Bill, I'm at 22nd and Lucas, and police and fire officials here are telling me that this is the worst fire they've seen in years. Lieutenant Colonel David Walsh says it's the worst in at least his 27 years on the force. I'm downwind from the fire, and debris is soaring over these buildings, starting small fires on roofs and on the grass. Some small businessmen are out hosing down their roofs in hopes that their roofs don't catch on fire.
Another KMOX reporter on the scene, Sally Fitz. Sally, how is it from your vantage point?
Well, I got a pretty good view of it. I rode in on a fire truck down in the middle of a series of scattered fires. I'm in the area of Cole and Leffingwell, and I'm in a drugstore. The building across the street has a small fire in it. There are enough trucks there. There are two trucks, and it seems pretty well under control. They had a major fire in this area at the corner of, it was at Jefferson and King, and that is now out at this time. But there are scattered fires.
With Don Miller and Copter One on the progress of that fire downtown.
Okay, Bill, thank you. Now, with regard to secondary fires, there at this hour are only two major ones burning, one in the 2700 block of Thomas, one in the 2700 block of Cole, both which are attended by plenty of fire equipment right now, but they are still blazing in fairly good condition. Now, the original fire in the vicinity of 21st and Locust is being brought under control. There's still plenty of flame.
Gentlemen, we will return to sports in just a moment, but we'll check in with our reporters in the field again on that fire in downtown St. Louis. First, here's Ellen Sherberg. Ellen, what's your vantage point?
Bill, I'm at the command post of the fire at 20th and Locust, and I've just talked to Police Chief Gene Camp. He's called the fire one of the worst of his career. Camp says he's never seen winds carry flames as far as they did today. He says police believe that seven buildings have been totally destroyed. Three of those buildings are at the original site of the fire, 21st and Locust. Camp himself is one of the walking wounded today. He was helping us...
Second now with KMOX reporter Sally Fitz. Sally, what is your vantage point?
Well, Bill, I'm here in the 2700 block of Dayton, and the situation here in North St. Louis seems to be pretty much under control. Firemen are still fighting a blaze in a three-story brick building at 2716 Dayton. It's a vacant building. They say it's under control. They're also fighting a fire in a two-story brick vacant building at the corner of Cole and Leffingwell. That, too, is under control.
All right, before we return to sports for Friday evening, let's check once more with Don Miller and Copter One.
Okay, Bill, and I pretty much agree with the assessments made by Ellen Sherberg and Sally Fitz. This thing is pretty well contained right now. The secondary fires, although still burning, are under control. As Ellen pointed out, the fire here is not completely under control, but it is contained. As a matter of fact, we had a rekindle on a roof on the southwest corner of 21st and Locust just a few minutes ago. I notified
the... Throughout the evening, thanks also to Ellen Sherberg and to Mary Cox and to Sally Fitz, who've been covering very serious fire in the downtown area. Jack Buck and Dick Young, we appreciate your patience during this hour because this has been one of...